Okay,
we're good.
I call the June 20th, 2023 regular board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and state the time.
Great, it's 7:02. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Here.
Commissioner Schneider is absent on vacation. Commissioner Spector?
Here.
And President Sprain?
Here. Okay, so moving on to the consent agenda items, A through D are routine. Does any commissioner want to, any item pulled from the consent agenda items?
No.
Okay, I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, that's going to be you, Jordan. Okay.
Michael, you're going to have to chime in. There's only, you know.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Mr. Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
President Sprain?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and we have a visitor related to the audit?
Yep.
Okay, and otherwise it doesn't look like we have any members from the audience, so I think we can just move on.
Right, audit presentation.
All right, John, did you want to introduce our guest speaker?
Thank you, President Sprain. So joining us tonight from the firm Lauterbach & Amen is Jamie Wilkie. She's a partner with the firm Lauterbach & Amen. I believe this is the second year that Jamie has been overseeing our audit as the partner in charge. So she's here tonight to go over the final deliverables as part of the audit process. Just a quick recap on this year's audit. Pretty similar to prior years. We had our preliminary field work in the March timeframe. They were out for about a week in the April timeframe. And then between now and then, it's been mainly report preparation. It's obviously a market report. So we spent a lot of time pulling all that information together. A couple other things that Jamie's going to get into. A few changes from the prior year. If you remember last year, we actually produced an annual comprehensive report. Annual comprehensive financial report, which we just received the results on that from the GFOA probably last weekend. So Jamie will get into more detail on that too, so with that I'll turn it over to Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you for having us this evening. I certainly want to start off by thanking the Park District team. My second year working with the current team and continuing the tradition for sure of the Park District clean audit, so I certainly want to thank John and Brian in particular and the rest of the department for all of their hard work. So John indicated it is a large document. I think we have 131 pages this year to attempt to digest. So this evening I'll try to give a few key highlights, overall results, and point out a few key sections within the document. As indicated, page 7 of the report, as you have a chance to take a look at it, does provide a copy of that award program. So as indicated, the Park District had participated in the past year in the GFOA Certificate of Achievement Program for Excellence in Financial Reporting. That program is another kind of independent review of the audit and really deemed the highest level of financial reporting that any local government can undertake. So I'm happy to report that last year's audit earned the award. I think we just snuck in with their comments and feedback to make sure we could incorporate anything. We will, of course, be submitting this year's audit to the program, obviously anticipating receipt of the award for this year's audit as well. State statute in Illinois currently requires you all to engage an independent auditing firm to audit the books within 6 months of the close of the fiscal year. So on pages 10 through 12 of the audit document, you will find our independent auditor's opinion. We have issued this year what we call an unmodified or clean audit opinion. That is the highest level opinion that the Park District can earn on an annual basis. As part of that process, we're really looking to verify two kind of key components. Number one, to ensure that the financial statements that the team has produced are in fact materially correct. That is what is indicated by that unmodified opinion. Within the opinion, you'll also find language discussing internal controls. So while we're not providing an actual opinion on internal controls, we are